While we were talking, I looked up this. I love quotes from artists. I picked this one just to. It ties into something you mentioned earlier. Minor White is talking about sometimes having a disconnect, just going into the field and harvest things, not necessarily knowing in advance what he's going to do with them. So he says, though I may not distinguish at exposure, I can distinguish later in leisure those images given by spirit from those given by the wisdom of my psyche, from those forced out by suppressed forces demanding attention. It is my right and my duty to label the sources of my images. Difficult as hell because I never want to. Always I made it. It must be wonderful. Gets in the way.
Ooh,
So yeah,
that's a good one.
he's talking about in the field sometimes he just his instinct responds to things, and he mentions this in a couple of other places. This is the one I found. I can look for the others, where sometimes he just photographs out of instinct and he doesn't know until he's back in the dark room what the image is about and what he will do with it.
You know, I made a statement in a roadshow workshop 3 years ago that I was surprised I made. We all have these from time to time. It just sort of came out and I went, wait a minute, what did I say? And what I said was, if I never took another picture for the rest of my life, I could still be productive just working with all the negatives and digital files I've accumulated up to this point. That is a resource for me to mine and explore, et cetera.
Absolutely. And that's why I don't throw away anything. I
Yeah.
keep all my raw files. I have tens of thousands of them, many that I haven't even touched.
Well, and for me, what it's evolved into is that I now tend not to think of what I do out in the field as making art. Literally, I think of it more as just gathering assets. And that means when I'm out in the field, I'm not trying to make judgments about, what am I trying to say artistically? I can just let go of all of that and let my intuitive eidetic vision take over and capture whatever I respond to in the field. And I end up capturing way more images than when I'm trying to make artwork out in the field. So it's kind of the opposite of the Ansel Adams pre-visualization thing. I just capture. Then I get back, I load them up into Lightroom, and then I start looking at what I've captured. And, I have to say, rarely do I find myself saying, gee, I wish I'd done this differently.
Yeah, and there's actually been a few painters who explicitly talk. I think Degas and Francis Bacon talked about the value of working from memory and not working plein air like the Impressionists, is because your brain kind of filters out all the unimportant stuff by the time it comes down to actually looking at it and working on it. And I guess for me, it's just a different of approach. It's where you're most inspired, and having, at least in my case, the luxury of time. So I can go to a place and I can sit there for 2 days and figure out what I want to do with it. And by the time I realize what it is, I will make the image with a very explicit intent in mind after having looked at the scene for a couple of days and figuring out what it's telling me, rather than just, I'm going to collect everything that I can because I don't have access to it later, or and worry about it later. So yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a right or wrong. That's the beauty of art, is it's just so ambiguous. There's so many ways to express things and to challenge yourself and your viewers to think about things. It's the artistic journey.